My name is Adam Michael Cox. I am the founder of Phobia Guru, and I'm a Harley Street hypnotherapist and also a practitioner in NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And the name Phobia Guru has essentially came about from my track record and experience of helping people break through their fears, their phobias, their anxieties very, very quickly. Quite often I'm featured in the media or being known for treating people like celebrities and CEOs and the like. This download here is a very brief introduction as to why some people experience fears that can get in the way of relationships and intimacy and can hinder people making progress in the area of personal relationships. Now, obviously, there are many times of the year where this becomes more sensitized, more heightened, but I would say the date in the diary which has more impact on people identifying and connecting with their own fears and phobias and anxieties is probably Valentine's Day. And there are a number of unconscious reactions, phobias, that tend to have an impact on relationships. Now, these are things like the fear of intimacy, for example, or there's a phobia known as misophobia, or otherwise known as germophobia or bacteriophobia, which is a fear of germs. Now, that doesn't sound like it has anything to do with relationships, until you think that in the early stages of a relationship, if you have a deep-seated unconscious fear of germs, that might get in the way of something as simple as a kiss, or you know, something more developed, let's say like sex, for example. There are many people that have a fear of either men or women. And if you have a fear of an entire gender, if you want to be potentially in a relationship with that gender, that can really get in the way. And many of these things, like fear of germs or fear of intimacy, fear of, let's say, particular genders, quite often are learned from either a role model or a peer group. But in many cases, it's actually what's known as a sensitizing event that causes them. Other things, you know, fears, genuine fears, like philophobia, for example, is a fear of love. And it causes people that have this phobia to be frightened of the idea of falling in love or developing emotional attachments. You have a fear called autophobia, which is a fear of an abandonment. This can lead people not necessarily to avoid relationships, but potentially to avoid leaving relationships which are no longer healthy relationships. So you have all these things going on quite often. You know, some more common in men, but you find it in women as well. There is a fear of commitment, which leads to lots of, let's say, short flings rather than actually long-standing, long-term relationships. So there's lots of these kind of fears and phobias that quite often people will have and not necessarily connect directly to relationships, but it can really get in the way. And in this download, what I'm going to offer is based on my many years of experience of working with people to break through fears, break through phobias, is five tips that can actually help you to get through whatever your fear, your phobia, your anxiety is. So tip number one is to really understand that a lot of fears actually come from a flawed or incorrect belief system. And actually, one of the best things to do is, if you think this is even a possibility, is to really try and write down what your belief system is and almost kind of be a bit of a detective and work out what belief system you must have to have the kind of reactions and behavior that takes place. And by doing so, once you think you've found your suspect, what your belief is, you can even ask people around you, you can even write it down, say it to yourself and ask yourself, you know, does this feel true? Because a belief is a feeling of certainty that something is real. And once you find your suspect, it will ring true with you. It will feel like it's real. And maybe friends or family members can say, yeah, absolutely, you think that way. And then the real tip here is to identify the polar opposite belief, the opposite one, a more useful, what's known as an empowering belief, that would be the alternative belief to that. And then really take the time to think of all the reasons, the evidence, the references as to why that new empowering belief could be true. Now, your unconscious mind will reject it at first, but what you want to do is discredit the original belief system, the one that's been holding you back and getting in the way, and try and find as many reasons and references and memories as to why this new belief system is true. And what you'll find is that if the new empowering belief system connects with your unconscious, then actually what you'll find is that you feel a lot more resourceful in the situations. You might still feel a little bit uncomfortable, but you'll find that you feel very much more resourceful in those situations. And this is really about a bridge from where you are now to the person that you want to become. So let's say discredit flawed belief systems and really find the evidence and the supportive references for the new belief is tip one. Tip two is to seek out role models that used to have your fear and don't anymore. Now, this might sound more complicated than it is, but I think social media really helps this to become a possibility. If you go on certain groups, for example, on the likes of Facebook, you might be able to find people that know someone that used to have the very fear, the very phobia, the very anxiety that you have. And what you really want to be is very specific. You want to find someone that had your fear and doesn't anymore. And then you want to connect with that person and find out what they did to get through that fear. Now, this is called modeling. And a lot of neurolinguistic programming is based entirely on this process of modeling what success is. So what were the actions, behaviors, thoughts, beliefs that that person that was in your situation that is now no longer in your situation did, and then do what they did? And it may not necessarily work, but it might get you closer to a breakthrough, and then keep fine-tuning and refining what you do until you find that breakthrough. So number one is discredit flawed belief systems. Tip two is seek out role models and replicate what they did. Tip three is to interrupt your patterns. Now, a good way of thinking about unconscious patterns that are repeated again and again is that they're almost like computer programs. It's like they have a start, they have a middle, they have an end, and you tend to run those programs whenever you're in a particular situation. That might be about to go on a date, or it might be finding someone attractive, or it might be someone flirting with you, for example. Any of these things might be triggers to then run your pattern. And these are unconscious patterns. And the key thing to interrupt them is to do something different. Now, chances are you behave in a very similar way every time you run your pattern, which is why they're patterns. But if you were to do something very different, very unpredictable, very out of place for that pattern, which is highly emotive, then you're going to break that pattern. And when you do break that pattern, for example, let's say that you get very anxious whenever someone, let's say, tries to flirt with you or chat you up. Then if your normal pattern is to get nervous, make an excuse, create distance, if you do something entirely different in that situation, not necessarily be very talkative, but make a joke, for example, or do something entirely different, let's say out of character, then what it will do is it will enable you to break that pattern to the extent that the pattern is broken so that the next time a similar situation occurs, you won't necessarily be on autopilot and do that thing. You've actually got the opportunity to make more choices. So it gives you the freedom to make new choices. Tip four is going to sound like common sense, but at the same time, I'm going to give you an additional tip to make it actually work this time. And that is just facing your fear. The definition of courage is doing the thing that you fear. Now, the key thing is when you're around a fearful stimulus, particularly if you've had this fear for a long time, it's not going to feel natural to feel courageous, because courage is the very opposite feeling of anxiety. So this is the tip of how you actually do it. And that is that you think of a time outside of this stimulus, outside of this situation, think of a time when you felt really courageous, a time when you felt very confident. And then what we're going to do is we're going to anchor that state either with a smell or a physical trigger. So for example, it might be that you've got a particular, let's say fragrance, maybe perfume, aftershave, something like that. And then I want you to think back to a time that you felt incredibly courageous and incredibly confident. And when you feel that maximum state of courage, I want you to then spray that scent. And what your unconscious mind will do is connect that feeling of being courageous with that smell. And smells are really, really powerful anchors, in the same way that you probably had, you know, maybe you walked into a building and it reminded you of, you know, your primary school, for example. So smells are really, really powerful anchors. Now, if you do this a few times where you feel incredibly courageous, and then you kind of have exactly, it has to be an identical smell each and every time, then what you'll find is that when you need that resource of feeling courage, so right before you're going to do that thing that you fear, then spray that same smell, and suddenly the feeling of being resourceful and courageous and confident will come back almost, you know, almost kind of like by magic. And that means that it gives you a bridge to then do the thing that you fear. And if you do the thing that you fear, suddenly you're going to be able to completely discredit it and create brand new thought patterns, neuroassociations, so you don't have to feel that way before. So that's tip number four, which is face your fear. And tip number five is to see a specialist. Now, this doesn't have to be me, but I would recommend that you find someone that is experienced in helping people break through fears, has a verifiable track record, not just in doing it with other people, but in doing it with themselves as well. Now, that could be someone that has a background in hypnotherapy, NLP, CBT, which stands for cognitive behavioral therapy. There's lots of different approaches which can be very effective at breaking through fears. And I'd say if you don't feel that you are able to do it yourself, see a specialist. You know, if you had a particular medical issue, or if you had a, I don't know, an issue with your electrics or plumbing in your house, you would see a specialist. If you couldn't do it yourself, you'd get someone else to do it. And the human mind is no different. If you don't feel that you have the resources to break through that, that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that you don't have the skill set yourself. Now, if my car breaks down, I'm not a mechanic. I'm a mechanic of people's minds, but I'm not a mechanic physically with car engines and the like. That doesn't mean my car can't be fixed. It just means I need to find someone that has the skill set and the knowledge and the experience that I don't have. And it's the same thing with your mind. Just because you haven't been able to do it yourself yet doesn't mean it's not possible to be fixed. And if you did feel that perhaps I could help with this particular thing, then you can find my contact details on my website, which is phobiaguru.com. This has been a free download, no charge for this whatsoever. But if it has been useful, then perhaps you might want to visit my site, or perhaps forward it on to someone else that also could benefit from this. My name has been Adam Michael Cox, the founder of Phobia Guru, and feel free to drop me a line on email or text or anything like that if you feel I can be of assistance. Okay, take care and good luck. Bye-bye.